This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Yellowstone National Park visitors were horrified on Monday, July 28th, as they watched a man in flip-flops walking off the boardwalk onto the fragile and protected bacterial mats around Grand Prismatic Spring. He was picking up hats that had blown off people's heads and breaking the law. There are few things more unsightly than a baseball cap sitting on one of the gorgeous and delicate bacterial mats that surround thermal features in Yellowstone National Park, but one of those egregious things is watching as people go off designated boardwalks to retrieve hats. The best thing a park visitor can do is leave them be. One visitor seemed to be taking matters into his own hands on the day, according to a series of photos posted to the Facebook group titled Yellowstone National Park, Invasion of the Idiots. The man stepped out onto a bacterial mat at Grand Prismatic Spring in flip-flops to collect hats that had become blemishes on the pristine landscape. While the tourist may have been well-intentioned, stepping onto any of Yellowstone's bacterial mats is considered thermal trespass and is punishable by hefty fines or a temporary ban from the park. Hat and object retrieval is best left to the professionals, park rangers, or park biologists, because Yellowstone's bacterial mats are alive. The dynamic, colorful landscapes consist of layer upon layer of thermophiles, microscopic photosynthetic organisms that thrive in the intense heat of the park's thermal basins. And although the bacterial mats grow in very hot and unique chemical conditions, they're delicate and cannot be trod upon. Whether by sudden wind gust or willful mischief, items will occasionally end up on one of these bacterial mats. Jeff Henry, lifelong Yellowstone employee, enthusiast, and author, has retrieved plenty of odd items from these places. Henry said, "I found a tire that looked like it came off a car in the 1920s, with a large diameter and thin width. One time I found a 1913 penny at the edge of Morning Glory Pool, and then lots of things you would expect, like jars, water bottles, and lots of baseball caps." Stepping on Yellowstone's bacterial mats is illegal, but someone must retrieve these discarded objects. That's why it's left to the professionals. Henry remembered the methodology he followed when he had to retrieve items. It's all about observation, planning, and following natural features and trails. Henry said, "I use my eyes and head to get out there. I tried to walk where bison had walked to minimize the chances of breaking through the thermal crust. And usually the runoff channels leave little ridges of accreted geyserite along their borders. I tried to walk on those so I didn't damage the bacterial mats." Henry said most park employees tasked with retrieving items know where to step and how to minimize their impact on the fragile landscape. If an item is out of reach, Henry and others would occasionally use a pole or a grabber to reach and retrieve the object. The incredible beauty of Grand Prismatic Spring comes from the astonishing variety of thermophiles that thrive in its warm water. These microscopic ecosystems are so beautiful, diverse, and fragile that they have legal protection. Several different types of thermophiles live in the bacterial mats surrounding Grand Prismatic Spring, and each thrives in a different environment. The brown outermost layer is calothrix, which thrives in temperatures between 86 and 113 degrees. The adjacent orange layer is primarily formidium, which thrives between 95 and 135 degrees. The spring's yellow and white colors come from Aquafex hydrogen baculum, which lives at a comfortable 131 to 162 degrees Fahrenheit. The green and yellow colors come from Sinichococcus, which lives between 126 and 165 degrees. Henry said that Yellowstone National Park's bacterial mats need to be protected at all costs. That's why boardwalks and designated trails are so important, and why people need to stay on them. It's not just the law. It's for the good of the features that make the world's and nation's first national park so special. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.